honor of the upcoming holidays, we talk about Rav Kook, Rav Avram Yitzchak Cohen Kook, and his love for Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Kook mamish loved Eretz Yisrael. When he came to Eretz Yisrael in 1924 after fundraising in America, he looked up at the mountains at Shar Hagai, which is the road outside of Yerushalayim, and he was just in awe. And his students asked him, what's going on? He said, aren't there mountains in America? He said, yeah, there are mountains in America, but they're silent. But the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, they're singing. You can hear them singing. You just have to open up your ears. They're singing to us, Holy Yidden. So, really liked Eretz Yisrael. Another story is that when he got here, he saw the dirt and he literally would just start kissing the dirt. He would even kiss donkeys of Eretz Yisrael. And he said, oh, they're the holy animals, the holy dirt of Eretz Yisrael, just like in Talmudic times. Whenever he would, people would come to him, he'd give them a blessing that they should only see the good in Yerushalayim, which means that only that you should have the eyes that you only see good. See the good of Yerushalayim, should only see good. And one last story about Rav Kook's love of the land itself, of course the people, but He once went over to his student, Rav Lipschitz, and he was smiling and like dancing. And Rav Lipschitz's daughter worked up the courage and asked him, what was Rav Kook so happy about? So he said, they had just planted a new flower in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Kook was so happy. He wanted to show my father that they had just planted a new garden. So Hashem should mezakeh that in the upcoming week we should mekabel atzminu the avat Eretz Yisrael, and it should be an amazing zman.